Cop killer Eli Epiha did try to kill a second officer the day he shot dead Constable Matthew Hunt, according to a jury at his High Court trial. The jury's found him guilty of the attempted murder of Constable David Goldfinch, who he shot four times on a street in West Auckland last year. Outside court, Matthew Hunt's mother, Diane Hunt, said it had been harrowing listening to the evidence over the past 2 weeks.
Well, this Friday will mark Matthew's 30th birthday. We miss him terribly. We hope that no other police family will ever have to go through this. And I just want to thank all of Matthew's friends and their families for all their enormous support of us. And Matthew loved them and I loved them as much as he did.
Chris Cahill is the president of the Police Association and joins me now. Kia ora, Chris. That must have been an excruciating wait. And I'm just wondering, given the evidence and the recordings and what was placed before the court, can you actually conceive of the machinations that this jury went through to reach these verdicts?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yeah, look, you do wonder when you sit back and you look at the video footage and you listen to the evidence of Dave Goldfinch. But what I have learnt, juries generally do a damn good job of actually weighing up all the evidence. And we know from history of juries, one of the hardest offences to understand is that of attempted murder, because you've got to get into the mind of the offender. So, look, I just congratulate them for the big effort they've put in to come up with what we obviously believe is the right verdict.
I mean, it's obviously bittersweet. It doesn't bring anyone back. And I'm just wondering, how are your officers dealing with this?
Yeah, no, you're dead right. It's another little bit of closure, but it doesn't really bring anyone back. I mean, it does send a message that they're valued and that, you know, this jury's spoken for the whole of New Zealand in a way to say that we won't allow someone to carry on like that and not hold them to account. So that actually does send a positive message, but they've still got to go to work today knowing that Matthew's died. His family is obviously still feeling it, and Dave will certainly, you know, I think he gave amazing evidence, but it'll certainly still be something that he will always have to live with.
Yeah, can we talk about Constable David Goldfinch? And he obviously was at the trial. He had to face the man that had killed his work colleague and tried to kill him and give his evidence in that same room. What would you like to say about him?
Well, I was very proud of him. I mean, I think the fact, if you saw it, he walked in, he looked at that offender straight in the eye and he said, "Now's my day. Now's when I have my say for what you did to me." And he got up and he did it. And I thought he did it incredibly well. And hard though it would have been, to a degree, that's also part of that healing process as well.
Is he back at work yet?
Not fully back at work yet. There's a lot of process to go through. And, you know, it's not just him. He's got to work through with his family as well, of course. You know, so, you know, a slow integration is better than just rushing these things.
Yeah. Hey, the level of violence here, the scale of it is pretty difficult to comprehend. What is happening here, Chris, do you think, generally? Are police actually targets?
Well, I think on this day they were. I mean, not saying that that's what he set out to do, but once he saw those police officers, it's pretty clear from the evidence in my mind that was given and video footage that we saw and heard that he decided that he was going to kill these officers. It's hard to understand why someone would go from simply being in trouble for driving or maybe unlawful possession of a firearm to wanting to kill someone. He's the only one that can really explain what went through his mind that day.
And when you listen to his evidence, when you heard him say things like, well, he thought about putting Matthew Hunt in a vehicle and taking him to hospital, he was practicing mindfulness. I mean, what did you make of the evidence you heard from him?
Oh, I just thought it was a case of someone who won't accept the responsibility for what they've done. To me, it was trying to move and shift the blame and make excuses. There's only one person responsible for what happened that day, and that's him, and he needs to face up to that.
What needs to happen now, Chris?
Well, we'll be very interested to see the message the judge sends. I think it's important that the damage that has been done to New Zealand is recognised in the sense it's not just a police officer's life being lost, but there's innocence taken out of New Zealand every time law enforcement is attacked in this way. It actually is an attack on the whole of New Zealand. So we'd be expecting a significant sentence that will really show the effect that that's had.
And on a more broad look, Chris, how do you keep officers safe? Do they need any more tools? What are they?
Well, that's the big debate at the moment. Without a doubt, there's a significant number of our members feel that they need a gun on their hip. I will say, and I support the Commissioner in that, he's been more proactive in looking at what we can do to try and make officers safe since this incident. And he's still looking at things, and we're working with him. But without a doubt, that whole debate is still there that has to be addressed. What is the safest you can do to keep officers? Is it a gun on the hip, or is it specialist patrols back on the street? And we think, firstly, the one that can happen quicker is get those specialist, highly trained officers out on the street so they can attend the most high-risk incidents.
All the best, Chris. Really appreciate your time today. That is Chris Cahill, the President of the Police Association.